What is going down, everyone? It's time for MojoBreak.com, the hype episode number 191. Yes, there's been 190 hypes. We're getting close to 200, so look out for a special giveaway for that. We're going to do some crazy stuff. We're also going to be giving away a box of Diamond Kings on this episode, 2021 Diamond Kings Baseball, so stay tuned for that. Find out how you got a chance to win Diamond Kings. But we got another epic show. We're going to talk about the young stars in baseball and the young stars in basketball. Not talking about rookies, not talking about legends. We're going to talk about that middle kind of who's going to break through. Who do you think you guys should invest in? Because we've seen some prices, especially with basketball. You've seen Luka prices really going down on his Prism. So we're going to talk about him along with some other guys when it comes to basketball and then, you know, baseball, what's hot right now. What guys, you've seen Vladimir Guerrero kind of killing the league right now. Potential Triple Crown winner this year. We're going to talk him amongst other guys in baseball. We're also going to talk about the worst trade ever, and we're going to see if is it the worst trade ever. It was pretty bad. And baseball card purists are a really it's a really cringeworthy trade. But we'll talk about that as well. But once again, here we're on Mojo Break Media. Make sure you subscribe, comment on your thoughts. We love to hear positive and negative. If you don't like what Dan's drinking, if you don't like what C-Rad's drinking, I think it's an 80-ounce coffee, just comment. Just even if it's hate, just throw the hate on there. We need some comments, guys.
No
we want to hear about this.
No hate.
You don't like the hate?
No hate. I'm all about that positivity life.
I'm just saying, if you don't have anything good to say, we appreciate the bad things too.
Just as long as it's about you.
I'll take it. I've got thick skin.
I'm fragile. I can't handle that. I'm sensitive.
So yeah, we want you to comment, subscribe. It was a great video we just did with Jimmy Pardo. Great time with him opening up some cards. He opened up some music cards. It was hilarious. So check that out here on Mojo Break Media. He pulled a 101. I mean, he got some amazing Inception cards. So check that out. Cody and Jimmy Pardo, amazing time. I've never laughed so much during one of our shows that we've done. So
the break room is getting better and better and better.
It is. It's amazing.
Last two have been amazing. Props to Cody on that.
Yep. I mean, we've had Joe Staley opening up cards, former All-Pro lineman for the Niners. We've had Derek Brassard, who's a hockey veteran legend, open up some cards. We had, obviously, Jimmy Pardo and the great Dallas Braden. So there's four break room videos here on Mojo Break Media. Check those out. You get to see some guys opening up some cards, and they all love cards. So it's a very fun show. If you guys know of anybody that you'd like to suggest that, hey, I want to see this guy open up some cards with you guys, put that comment below as well. Or at tweet him. Say, hey, open up some cards with at MojoBreakM, which is our Mojo Break Media on Twitter. We'll send him the cards for free.
Let's keep it realistic, though. We can't be like
Tom Hanks.
Brad Pitt.
Who would you like to see, C-Rap?
Justin Timberlake.
I'd love to see somebody, one of my idols. I don't know if he likes cards, but I'd love
John
to see
Mayer.
like a Shawn Michaels.
Oh, yeah, he had a Panini card.
Yeah.
He had a Panini. What was that?
He's been with all the companies at one point.
He definitely had a Panini card.
Yeah, he's at a Panini. He's been with Topps, obviously, because they have the WWE license. He's been with Leaf. He signed for Leaf. So I don't know how interested he is in cards, but I'd love to see it.
How about you? What do you think? Who do you think we should? Who would be a good interview? And
who
and
would be a
cards?
Good interview? I'm kind of a fanboy of this guy, so I'd love to have him on. And it's also a comedian, but Andrew Santino.
Okay. Well, I think I seen that Andrew Santino follows Jimmy Pardo.
He does. So
let's make it happen. Could happen.
He's I don't know if he's into sports cards. He's definitely into sports.
Yeah. Let's maybe we can reach out to Santino. Doug Stanhope would be a great one for me. I don't know how excited he would be to open up cards, but I know he watches football. So
Bert Kreischer.
Yeah.
Pretty much comedians, I think. Joe Rogan.
Shoot for the moon.
I'm struggling to think if Joe Rogan even knows what a sports card is.
He doesn't watch sports besides MMA. He doesn't watch any sports at all.
Yeah.
So he probably.
So it'd be hard to imagine him being into the hobby, right?
Yeah, he probably would be like, "Well, huh?"
I know. Bert Kreischer's in the sports for sure.
Yeah. I don't know, Tom Segura.
Yeah.
Duel.
Who else? Trying to think of musicians.
Musicians. Yeah. There's probably a lot of musicians.
Rob Flynn.
The cards.
James Hetfield.
Be perfect.
I've already put out the call for Bono. I'm still waiting to hear back from his people, so we'll see.
How about,
Bono?
How nice. About how about Lars Ulrich? Shoot that'd be a good interview.
You think we could bring up, I'll just say, so Napster, Lars, how we do that?
He actually would probably love to talk about it for about a half an hour. He'd be like, "He's all, I ruined Napster. Let's talk about it."
You know what? I was half joking, but now let's make it happen. Let's talk about Napster with Lars.
Hey, anybody knows, like I say, hit him up. Say, hey, come on, Mojo Break Media. Mojo Break will send you free cards. You get to keep them. I think that's also the misconception is we've had guests say, okay, cool, did I send these cards back? It's like, no, those are yours. Like, just for coming on, you're getting these great cards, thousands of dollars in cards potentially, and you get to open it and have a fun time with Cody, and you're doing it at your own home or wherever you're at. It's a great opportunity. So, anyways, let's talk about some new releases. We've got some new stuff this week. There's three new releases. The first one we want to talk about is 2021 Court Kings NBA, which we did three cases this morning, so we got a good kind of scope of what this product looks like. And if you want to get into another Court Kings, MojoBreak.com for your group breaks. C-Rad, Court Kings, what does it mean to you? How much do you love it?
Court Kings... generally an early release, and they are keeping it true this year. It seems like it's coming out a little bit in the middle, but previous years they usually have it as an early release, and there's a reason for that. You know, it's usually a product that obviously there's a very niche part of the community that loves Court Kings. They love the artistic style of it, and you know, usually it's pretty cheap. It's a fun and cheaper chase for guys that collect basketball, and so that's why it's a perfect early release. Auroras have always been usually nice. The case hits have been usually pretty nice. The different levels of rookies is another level of fun chase to it. So, generally a pretty good product. This year's price point, it's not bad. I think we've seen Court Kings coming in higher, right? For the more hyped years, like the Zion and the
I think I want to say last year's was around $400.
The price that we have at a Mojo Break shop for $299, like that's an amazing deal. Not amazing deal, but like that's a really good deal compared to like other retailers maybe in from previous years too. So.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was just about to do that. But, yeah, we have a limited supply over at MojoBreakShop.com. Not to be confused with MojoBreak.com, but MojoBreakShop.com is our sealed wax website. It's like we're the up-and-coming next big, like a blowout or a DNA or whatever.
DNA?
We're trying to compete with those guys. Well, we probably never will, but one could hope. But, anyways, that's what we do over there is we send you sealed boxes, packs, and stuff like that to your doorstep, and you can do whatever you want with it. If you want to keep it sealed and say, hey, this maybe in 10 years is going to be worth a lot sealed, or if you want to open it on YouTube like we do, you can do that as well. So MojoBreakShop.com and very limited supply on Court Kings, as well as Legacy is on there, the brand new Legacy football, so you can get your boxes on that. And there's just some really good deals right now, period. So I would take advantage of those while we still have stock.
Or if you want to basically buy everything of one product in the store and then go on a local Facebook group and try to flip it for double what you paid for it. You could also do that as well. I got no problem with it. Was that too specific?
There's definitely hustles to be made. I mean, you could definitely
did that happen. Was that a dream? Did that really happen?
It happens every day. We make dreams come true around here.
That's playing that fine line, right? You want to be able to offer the most competitive prices for customers, but at the same time, it's like you recognize there's going to probably be. A product that goes under the radar, maybe, or you just have it way too low, and then somebody can just straight on flip it away.
You left a fair amount of meat on the bone, didn't you? Fair amount.
You took a bite out of that ham hock, and you left all the rest of the meat for someone else.
And actually, I mean, it's kind of one of the things where it's a product that we could only sell in shop. We can't advertise it online through the website, so that makes it a little tricky for us to price.
Yeah, exactly.
And you got to wait for that person to come in to buy it. But we found that person.
Yeah.
And that's interesting. You guess.
But you know what? Hey, we didn't lose any money, though, so we got to be thankful of that, right?
That's why you guys should pay that. Like back to Doug was saying, you guys should pay attention. MojoBreakShop.com, man. Great prices on there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's still some hidden gems. I mean, I think we're like one of the lowest on Prism Basketball. Our Bowman prices are fantastic on there. And just keep checking back because things go quick, and then we have to put more of it back up if we have more of it. So just keep checking back on that. And there's also a app in the works. I think you could download it now, even though it's not formatted, but there's a Mojo Break Shop app as well. So we'll have some specific stuff to give you guys codes on that and notify you of releases getting posted, so you'll be in the know and you can get your flip on if you want with your shorts and your long socks with the sandals. You can get that going on. Because that's a dying breed. You can't even go to Target now. You can't even go in these stores and get these and get your flip on, but you might be able to do it on our website. So, but anyways, back to Court Kings. One thing I was happy with was the fact that the level four was hard to hit,
yeah.
right? So I think we opened three cases, and we only hit one level four, which was a Jordan and Oro. So the main guys, the Wisemans, the Lamellos, those should carry a pretty good premium. And I'm actually, and you can see it here on the screen, the Cole Anthony is the level four that they're showing. It's a fantastic looking card. It really is. It looks like it's special. That and the Aurora was a great design. So I was pleasantly surprised. Obviously, the stickers being the autographs kind of sucks, even especially because they show Lamello here.
On card.
Looks like it's on card, but it none of the autos
were on
card.
A lot of promo
card.
Materials. And usually when they do promo materials, you can tell when it's a sticker because they'll have that like little silhouette, even if it's a mock-up. All of the Court Kings mock-ups have like looks like they're on card, but they actually turned out they weren't. So.
Do you think there's a
I think we all knew that, though. We knew that going in, that it was going to
no,
be.
No, we didn't.
I was hopeful because with the last two releases, so starting with...
Contenders had on card, yeah.
So starting with Crown Royale... It was a big thing. Like, are these rookies going to be on card? Because Crown Royale, you sort of need them for the silhouette to be on card. And what happened was, there's a ton of redemptions in Crown Royale, right? Next release, Contenders, I'm actually happy to report there's way more live on card autos
more
in Contenders.
Definitely.
Now, I was super happy about that because I was like, you definitely can't make Contenders a sticker product. You know what I mean? I mean, you can, but you don't, as a collector, a basketball collector, I didn't want that at all. So with Court Kings, I was hopeful, but I wasn't like, I'm not surprised like Dan that they're stickers.
You know, I out of this year so far, I almost want to say Contenders might be my favorite product.
Yes, like, it is. It's the best product so far.
You got the
auto wise.
Yeah, you got the great autos, and you can go back and get the Curries. You can get the historic tickets as well, and then you got the Optichrome autos.
And they look nice. The design.
They look great. I mean, it's a fantastic card. Back to this Lamello card, do you think there's a chance that maybe it is on card because it's a redemption? I mean, that could be a possibility, right?
Yeah, there's a possibility.
I got a question for C-Rad.
Yes.
Roughly, how many autographs do you think Lamello has to sign to fulfill all his redemptions? Currently. Don't even take into account the releases that still come.
Oh, bro.
You think it's more or less, let's just make it easy, more or less... 100,000.
Less than 100,000.
Less than 100,000.
I was going to say around 50,000.
Less
right
than 100,000.
Because you got to think, Jordan and Waro might sign like 10,000 in one set, where LaMelo is like 1,000, right?
Maybe 100,000 throughout the whole release.
Possibly.
Yes.
Because we're probably a little bit past the halfway point of the 2021 release calendar.
I would say we're about halfway, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit more than halfway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you look at the checklist, all of the Melo autos are generally lower numbered than all the rest of the guys.
Okay, so, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I was talking about it earlier when we were breaking Court Kings. Has LaMelo been a redemption in every release except for
the early collegiate
draft stuff?
Yes.
So Prism Draft, Contenders draft,
Flawless, NT, and Immaculate Collegiate.
Yeah, okay. So everything else has been
sticker. I mean, redemption. Redemption. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's actually not been a LaMelo in a Hornets jersey auto yet.
I mean, there may be more Leaf LaMelo autos out there that are live than Panini autos, because you all go back in the Wayback Machine. Leaf had LeVar, LiAngelo, LaMelo. And Lonzo.
Yeah.
And what, I mean, it was a handful of releases that they were in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were, I think they were like, you were guaranteed one of them in one of the boxes, one of the buybacks that they did. Yeah, it's concerning. I would say in 10 years, I've never seen anybody be a redemption this much. In the 10 years we've been breaking. Now, I know, like, Julio Jones held out.
I was going to say Julio
but
Jones.
But he had cards for a while. He had, like, the rising rookie where he was in his Falcon or whatever.
Yeah.
He had Bowman Sterling autos. He had, you know, he had autos. Like, LaMelo has not had a Hornet auto yet. Which is also weird because I feel like if they knew that, they wouldn't have used all those stickers, right? Like, they wouldn't have used them all in Prism, in Contenders Draft. Like, they must have thought, like, oh, he's already slated to sign. So they had, let's just say they had 5,000 stickers to go between Contenders, Prism. The other one's wrong card. I think that they, wouldn't they be like, all right, well, we're going to make a redemption to Prism Draft then. Well, like, and make sure that they put him in one of these products live, no? I mean, am I wrong in thinking that?
Well,
so it's just, there's something that's going on that we don't know about.
Well, he has to have a signing session at some point because they can't put a redemption in Flawless.
He might not be in it, though.
Oh, you cannot. You cannot come out with Flawless without...
They would have to notify. They did it with Jaylen Brown.
With a diamond.
Jaylen Brown isn't LaMelo. Isn't
Well, at the time, he wasn't, no.
That was a pretty strange situation. So for those that are kind of new or maybe don't remember, in 16-17, Jaylen Brown signed a majority of the products like for like 75% of the year. And then right around Immaculate, he was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not signing anymore.
I think actually...
I don't think he fulfilled his redemptions either, right?
Yeah, he didn't.
Wasn't it NT, his last one?
It was Immaculate.
Yeah. Immaculate?
No. He only had a Logo Man's in Immaculate. They had him sign
only
him.
Logo Man's. He had live RPAs in... He did.
Right, we put one in a buyback.
That's right.
Yeah, I know. Dan was like, we shouldn't have put that in a buyback because it's like his top auto. But
so,
which is probably true.
Actually, LaMelo... He was only a sticker in Prism. He was on card everything else, all the other Collegiate products. Contender Draft was all on card. Flawless, Immaculate, NT, Collegiate were all on card. Prism was the only stick. I want to maybe not even Prism, but he was on card for Contender Draft.
That's an interesting question. Maybe he, because there is different money involved in the stickers.
Yep. From what I've heard is that there tends to be a little bit more of a premium that the athletes can charge if it's an on-card as opposed to, like, sitting down and signing.
Yeah,
and,
Contenders was completely on-card. Contenders was completely on-card. I'm not sure about Prism Draft, though.
Oh, what the heck? Oh, that's fake. Yeah. I didn't. Let's see. No, it's a sticker.
That's a sticker.
Strange.
So that's the only product that he was a sticker.
So I wonder if he acquired and quiet, because, you know, his daddy's a hustler, so he's got hustler in his blood. I wonder if he inquired, he's like, what happens if I, what's the price on card? And he's like, well, I'm just going to sign everything on card. And they didn't have the cards printed yet. You know what I mean? So they're like, okay, well, then you're going to be redemption and everything, and then you're going to sign. Because remember, Kobe was not a sticker after a while, right? He did not sign stickers anymore. Because Kobe had a weird scenario where he was like, it'd be a Prism auto, and he'd be the only one on card after the redemption came in. And everybody else was sticker in that same subset.
That's true.
So I wonder if it's a situation where LaMelo's like, I'm not signing stickers anymore. Like, I don't know where these are going to end up. Like, these stickers, I don't know where you're putting these stickers. I want control over what card I'm going to be on. Because Kobe was probably the same way. He didn't want to be like, what if they put me on a card sticker, dual sticker auto with, you know, DeMontis Sabonis or something, and I don't want to be on that card, right? That's bad for my image. Maybe LaMelo's the same thing.
What's wrong with DeMontis Sabonis?
I'm just using it as
a heck
example.
Of a year.
I don't know.
Heck
it's just
of a year.
What came to my...
It could have been like, I don't want to... It had to be somebody that he played with. Like, what if it was like Kwame Brown or something?
Yeah, I was like, I hate like, Kwame Brown.
He's like, I don't like that guy.
Oh, let's not talk about Kwame right now, bro. We love you, Kwame. Shout out to Kwame Brown. But back to Court Kings, you can tell it's generally looks like it doesn't look like any other product, so that's what makes it part of the fun of collecting that set. So generally pretty good. The only downer is the sticker autos this year.
The sticker autos. I mean, the price tag's a little high coming out of the gate, you know, but I do like the fact that they, like I said, with the Auroras and the levels, they did a good job of making those a little bit more scarce. So those will have some value later on.
Yeah. And actually, LaMelo has his own card like Zion did last year. Remember Zion had Mount Zion? So LaMelo has his own card that's just a LaMelo ball card.
Oh, wow. So it's like a super SP probably.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. So we're going to pivot into talking about who's the top rising star in the NBA. Who would you invest in? And we're going to look at this more of like a long-term investment, not like a flip or anything like that.
Right.
And we're not looking at like guys like Kevin Durant or Steph Curry, guys that are established that have won championships. And we're not looking at LaMelo or any of his rookie class. We're looking at that kind of that 4 years before. And we've got Tatum, Morant, Luka, and Zion. And then you've got some of their prices here, too. So you've got a recent silver Tatum sold for $4,700. You've got a courtside select silver from select Ja Morant sold for $65. You have a Luka 10 with the black diamond on it as well for $40,000. And you have a BGS pristine 10 Zion Williamson $15,000. I'll start with Dan, and then we'll go to C-Rad, and then I'll state my opinion.
Do I got to pick one of those four guys?
If you had to put all your eggs in one basket, and you could invest in one of these four guys.
Oh, man.
Which guy?
I don't like any of them.
Of are you investing in? Well, you could throw in one, too, but, you know, you could throw in one of the names
as long
well.
As it's not Dennis Smith Jr., bro.
Yeah, exactly.
DSJ can dunk, bro.
We know that one
failed. We know he can dunk.
And Doug can't pick Lonzo either.
Okay.
I know.
Trae Young. I'm still high on Trae Young. I think he's going to be one of the
probably would have been the fifth on this list if there was a five.
If I had to, I'd invest all my money into Trae Young. I think he is legit. He shoots.
Did they win last night? Are they
2-0? They're playing right now.
Oh, they're playing right now. Okay. That's
or they're
one, two
play.
Nights ago.
The first game was two nights ago.
Yeah.
I'm playing
okay.
again tonight.
He needs some pieces around him, but I see him being, and I've said it before, he will be a top five player in the league.
Yeah, defense is kind of iffy, but he could probably work on that.
Nobody, the hobby doesn't care about defense.
He's too small for me.
Steph hobby, can play defense.
Not right away, though.
Yeah.
He had to learn, and I see a lot in Trae Young that I saw in Steph.
So we'll go to C-Rad. We'll have Cody chime in too. But C-Rad, who are you investing in? Given money's not an issue, and you want to hold on to a guy for 10 years.
I will preface this by saying that, you know, my answer kind of has never changed from 2018. It's as in terms of the young cats, I like Luka a lot. Just right now because of how he's in the thick of it, and he's obviously destroying the Clippers by himself. Right now might not be the best time to invest in him while the hype is there. You know, his prices will rise right now. So actually my pick is going to be Zion Williamson. This is the perfect time to pick up Zion Williamson. I've actually been picking up some lower super cheap like PSA 10s of him, of just like a cards that people don't really care about too much, just, you know, for future investment. And he's the one that I'm gonna have to go with for right now in terms of the young group.
And let's see what Cody, if money's not an issue, you got to pick one of these guys. Who are you going with?
I feel like the easy answer is Luka. Like Sierra was saying, like, he's just tearing it up right now against the Clippers, making the Clippers just look like the joke of a franchise that they are. But I think I'm also feeling Sierra as well. I was so impressed with Zion this year. Zion was incredible this year. I feel like
under the radar too.
I was gonna say, I don't know if I would say people were sleeping on him, but I also kind of feel like people were sleeping on him post rookie year hype is gone, and he was having such an incredible year this year. He looked like everything that scouts were saying he would be and more. My only fear is that this is Anthony Davis all over again, and he tries to get out of there in 5 years if New Orleans can't figure it out and build a contender around him.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's still a lot of time. He's so young, and there is a lot of young talent on that team. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think Luka, and then I think my pick is Luka, but I have to give credit. Zion right now I think could be one of the top five, if not top three, players in the NBA in 10 years' time.
I mean, again, I'm going to say if you just want me, no money is an issue, go pick up Luka, bro. Luka. But right now, if you're asking for my advice, like my opinion, like right now is a good time to buy Zion long term.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with stats, not so much ability to play on the court, which I know that sounds very odd, but. Luka is a casualty of the Pop Report era. The prices of BGS, the prices of PSA at the time, led to everybody and their mother sending every single Luka card in. Yep. That's why you see the crash on Luka. You're like, why is Luka's in the playoff? Why is his cards crashing? Because there's 30,000 of them. There's 30,000 PSA. 5,000 people decide to sell, which isn't that much in the grand scope of it. It crashes. So I'm going Tatum for the simple fact that 17-18 was not as produced as all these other years. He's on the Celtics, and he's a winner. If you look at all of these guys, they don't win. Tatum wins. Who's the face of the Boston Celtics? Jason Tatum. I think $4,000 is completely underpriced. Completely underpriced.
I'll take Larry Bird for $500 on that.
You got a $40,000 Luka and you have a $4,000 Jason Tatum?
But don't forget that Luka has a black diamond sticker.
True. Got a Mike Baker diamond. Like, there's no way that Tatum should be worth 10 times. I mean, that Luka should be worth 10 times more than Tatum. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
I get, and you have a valid point. You look at the pop, and you can say that about the 1920 Zion as well.
Yes,
and the Ja.
And the Ja. The Ja saving grace here is that it is a premier level, so maybe there's not as much on the pop report.
And you could also say it about, again, my issue with Zion is, can he keep it up for a decade? Can he play at this level for a decade?
Yeah.
Size.
Can Luka play at that level for a decade? At Ja, you look at Tatum, and those players look like they can be stars for 10, 15 years, no problem.
You're just basing that on how physically they look. Because they both look like they're in shape.
Well,
you're saying that, that Pizza Boy Luka and Burger Zion.
Yeah, doesn't make you feel like they're going to be performing at a high level for 10 years.
I don't disagree there. I was just interjecting there.
And I know Luka had a great night last night.
Two great nights in a row.
Whatever. He had a great night. Like he put up some major points. I get it. He's shooting threes, he's making all of them.
And
he's disrespecting the Clippers at the same time while doing it.
Yeah, I mean,
And Jason says that Boston's not winning anytime soon. That's a fair argument, but neither is the Pelicans or the Grizzlies as well.
Like, if I'm going to invest a bunch of money, I want my player to be dominant for a decade. And that's why I said Trae Young. I think he can be dominant in the league for 10 years easily. I don't know in 10 years if we're going to be like, we're like, man, Zion for like those 2-3 years was amazing. Luka for that 5-year span was like amazing, one of the best. The other guys, I think we're going to be talking about in 10 years, and they're still going to be making All-Star games.
Right. And I think maybe not now. Yeah, I know the Celtics had a tough season. They're the 7th seed, and it's probably not their year.
By Brooklyn. But, I mean, this Brooklyn, so anybody
it is Brooklyn. But, yeah. I mean, you know, you get to healthy Jaylen Brown back. He had a few more pieces. Yeah. You know, the whole Kemba Walker, and then had Hayward. I feel like that was the wrong direction. They needed, like, a big man or something to complement Jason Tatum's style, which Jason Tatum, as we've seen, can go off for 50, but he needs some supporting cast. But I'm actually really upset right now that I sold a 9.5 for $3,500, because now I'm thinking I need to buy more Tatum after looking at this. This is ridiculous.
Yeah,
there's a $40,000 to complete to $4,000. I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Yeah, but I mean, that Luka, it's not fair. It's got the black diamond sticker, sort of. It's got the
Mike
diamond.
Baker.
It's got the black diamond sticker.
Man, I mean. They also, and that's the funny thing about the hobby, is it's the lowest price one, and it's the oldest, because people forget. People forget it's been like 3 years. I mean, there was nobody collecting then, right? So people don't care about Tatum. Just like next year, no one's going to care about like LaMelo, right? It's going to be the next guy. And that's just how it works. That is how it works in this hobby. It's rinse and repeat, right? It's the next year. But let's go on and move on into baseball, because we're going to have the same kind of talk with baseball. But Sterling comes out today, and Sterling is always one of my favorites. Back before we even did breaks, they had the themed boxes. It went away for a couple years, came back last year, and now we have the 2021 version, which releases today. Uber high-end, I think it's like over $1,000 a box. You get two hits, but you have increased odds of getting those, like as you've seen here with this Griffey Jr. bat plate, the Derek Jeter, the Joe Adell. It's only big names in this product. Big rookies and big names and legends and cuts and stuff like that. And it's themed boxes. It's a fun opening experience. So C-Rad's got a couple breaks with some definitive. I mean, that's just a baseball lover's dream.
Oh, bro.
It's definitive and Sterling. And I think, what, the spot's barely over $100?
Yep.
Well, that's pretty good. That's
and
pretty
last good. Year, we actually did Sterling with Finest, and Finest actually comes out next week, so we could probably run that mixer back next week if you guys want.
That's right. We did it with the throwback finest.
With the throwback finest. Throwback finest, maybe we could do a regular finest too.
So that leads me to talk about who's the top rising stars in the MLB. And I know Dan's going to be sad we're not talking about Ohtani, but we do have to take a show off talking about Ohtani.
There's like no point. There literally is nobody else to talk about.
No, there is.
No, there isn't.
There is.
Those guys right there, all scrubs.
I mean, we're at a point where Mojo Break Media would just be like Ohtani Media.
We should. Some
point. I mean, that's
actually,
how much
we have a domain called Ohtani
Breaks.
Ohtani Breaks.
It might actually pay off for us at some point.
I'm telling you.
Oh, shoot.
So we've got, you know, Fernando Tatis. So this is kind of the same analogy that we just went with basketball. We're not talking about the Mike Trouts, the Bryce Harpers, the guys that are established, and we're not talking about the rookies. We're talking about the guys that are in that 2 to 5 year range. And these are the guys we've got. And what's funny is that three of these guys, first Bowman, are in one version of Bowman, which is just absolutely ludicrous. But Fernando Tatis, Juan Soto, Vlad Guerrero Jr., and Ronald Acuna. You can see some of their prices out of this world. A recent Vlad Guerrero Topps Chrome Sapphire Orange sold for $6,000. A Tatis Orange Wave out of Topps, number to 25, $20,000. Chrome Update Auto for Soto, $24,000. A Gold Refractor Topps Chrome, $21,000 for Acuna.
Damn,
so,
man.
Once again, and maybe we'll have Cody start this one off.
Yeah.
Given that money's not an object, where are you putting your money on these four guys?
So I really like Vladimir Guerrero Jr. right now. If we're just talking about like best bang for your buck right now, I think Vlad Guerrero Jr. is a really good place to go because it wasn't that long ago he was the absolute best prospect in all of baseball. Like, he was the guy. And so I think that his prices are a lot lower than these other three guys we're talking about. Oh, gosh, this is a really hard one, but I'm actually going to say Juan Soto is my pick. I think Juan Soto is the best long-term investment. His season this year is not at the same level as the other three guys right now, but I think he is the most patient of these three, of these four hitters we've seen. I think he's got the best plate approach. I think he has the most room to grow, which is kind of scary to say after a season where he was literally the best hitter in baseball and no one even touched him. And he's already got a World Series, so doesn't have to worry about that anymore if you're big on that. I think that Soto has the most room to grow. It's just a matter of will he stay in Washington the entire time. We saw with Harper, he didn't stay in Washington. I think Juan Soto, he's not the flashiest of these four, but he's my pick. I think he's going to have the best career when it's all said and done.
I got an off-topic question for you. Well, it's on the same topic, but as I'm looking at this list, do you think there's no American prospects on there because we were handing out participation trophies? And these international guys,
no.
They just go out there and hit?
No.
Whoa, bro.
Absolutely not.
Where'd that come from?
No. There's plenty of great American stars. Mike Trout, Mookie Betts, Aaron
Ryan
Judge,
Mountcastle.
Bryce Harper. Okay, well, let's stop.
Well, maybe Mike Trout was the last generation where, you know what, they kept score. And they didn't hand out participation trophies. It was just showing up.
No, we got look at the players who just Adley Rutschman just got drafted.
But he's not right? Top star on this
look
list.
Look at this upcoming year's draft. You're going to have how many Vanderbilt guys drafted?
There's what this speaks
20,
to.
24 in the first round?
I think what this speaks to, and you see it's four great stars from Latin America, it speaks to that the game is becoming more international than ever before.
Very true.
Shohei Ohtani is one of the biggest stars in baseball, if not the biggest star attraction in baseball right now from
probably
Japan.
Ever.
So it's becoming an international game more than ever. I think
Ever.
The history of the world, Babe Ruth, eat your heart out. But I think it just speaks to
the
health of the game internationally, that it's these international stars coming from all over the world who are making this game as entertaining as it can be right now.
So who's the in that same window? Who's the is it Mookie Betts? Well, that's about 14, right? 2014. So who's the American prospect that would be in this same category? I'm trying. I mean, Pete Alonso's had some bad years, right? I'm trying to think of who
was fine last year. He came back around. He only hit 50 home runs in his rookie year, so he's
so we're true. It has to be Cody Bellinger.
There you go. Cody Bellinger would be, and he probably would be on this list as well. I'm surprised we're not talking about him. We should have, because he's got the World Series just like Soto.
Got an MVP.
Got the MVP. Did he win the Home Run Derby that year? Not that really matters in hardware.
No,
but
I don't think so. I don't think he did. He's hurt right now. I think that's really the main
thing. He actually, unfortunately, he was hurt I think, 4 games into the season or something. So, but he has to be considered easily a top 10 player in the league, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe just out of the top rising star category because he was like 17-ish, right? So, you know, it's been about 4 years for him now since he be his card. Actually, his Bowman Chrome was, was that 15? It was either 15 or 17. I'm trying to remember. I know he's a rookie in 17. Yeah, I think his Bowman – no, his Bowman Chrome was in 14. So he's kind of similar to Mookie Betts as far as when he started coming up, where all these guys are a little bit older or a little bit younger. So we'll go with Dan. I know your dude Ohtani's not on this list, but out of these 4, who are you going?
Being a Giants fan and seeing the Padres so many times throughout a season, I would go Fernando Tatis because I've seen him play – more than the rest of the players, and he is 100% legit. That team, I think, out of all those teams, is poised to win a championship sooner than later. And maybe multiple championships.
Padres don't win championships, though. It just doesn't feel like it. It's just like me and Cody had that conversation the other day. Like, there's just teams that just you just don't feel like will ever win. And
like the Niners recently in the last...
No, I'm like football would be like Lions fans. There's just teams.
No, I mean, but you get
the Padres
there.
Are in that category. You're just like, they're never gonna win.
You get there and you lose.
Well, at least you got there, got to the dance. But we have 5 before that, anyways. we have 5. I know it was 94. It was the last one.
1994.
I was 12 years old.
Cody, when were you born? Did you see that one?
I was alive.
You were alive?
I was.
He remembers it like it was yesterday.
I was a few months away from my 5th birthday.
Sweet. Yeah. Sweet.
So wow. You're glued to the TV.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, couldn't wait. I was really into it.
I was trying to think of what was a popular cartoon back then. Maybe
Simpsons?
Maybe Doug or Rugrats.
Yeah, I was watching a lot of Doug, a lot of Rugrats.
Hell yeah. Doug was my joint.
Darkwing Duck.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Which what was the last couple what you said?
Darkwing Duck.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
he was
yeah.
a duck who was basically a superhero. It was good stuff.
Yep. I got Animaniacs was a big one.
Big Animaniacs kid.
That was a big one.
That was all during that era.
Yep.
I think I got another one. Tiny Toons.
Yeah.
Yep. Was another one.
Big time.
DuckTales, right?
Dang, did you watch a lot of cartoons, bro?
I actually didn't. Right I'm just just pulling up the knowledge.
You're a cartoon. Wow. You're a cartoon historian.
I did watch Tiny Toons and Animaniacs, but who didn't?
I didn't watch. I don't think I watched Animaniacs. I remember the intro, Animaniacs.
Yeah, great, great
classic
tune.
Television. Yeah.
Bro, as an adult, I'm still trying to how they have a character named Skeeter on Doug. Bro.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a good name. It's a good name. Yeah, uh-huh. Patty Mayonnaise. I mean, who has the last name Mayonnaise? It's crazy. But we do have the giveaway coming up. We're also going to announce the giveaway from last week. We'll announce the winner as well. But we'll go with C-Rad here on top rising star in the MLB. Who are you going with?
Bro, you know, I don't understand baseball and their prices. I'm gonna throw one for the A. I'm gonna pick Ronald Acuña for all the Acuña collectors in here. Because yeah. Atlanta is a big
it's a big market.
Yeah, big market. So I'm gonna go with Acuña.
I can't disagree there. I mean, part of me wants to go Vlad, but I just haven't seen enough from him. I mean, he had only a couple seasons in. I think I got to go Juan Soto. I got to go with Cody on this one because if money's not an issue, I'm going Juan Soto. He's already got the championship. People forget how young he is. I think he's barely like 21 now, maybe 22 now. So he's already been in the league for like 3 years. I think he was in the league when he was like one of the youngest guys in the World Series of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there is the fact that are the Nationals poised to keep it going, losing Harper and stuff like that. So that's a concern. Where I feel like the Blue Jays are on the uptick with their talent. Same thing with the Braves and the Padres where maybe the Nationals are kind of maybe Soto's going to be like he's going to do the tour for about 20 years and not get another championship, but I don't know. I still right now I'm going Soto. So, but what guys do you think are honorable mentions? You mentioned Cody Bellinger. We mentioned Ohtani. Is there some guys that we're just like forgetting about that might be potential rising stars that people should invest in?
Byron Buxton.
Well, there is a guy that's hurt right now. His name's Luis Robert. Not sure if you heard of that guy.
Yeah.
That's I feel like all of the hype is
so
gone.
That's like 6 months ago.
Yeah, that's right.
I moved on. I never even heard of him. Don't they have a new guy like your men Mercedes?
Yeah, you're mean.
You're mean.
Yeah. That's the thing I want to ask you guys because there's like I feel like this rookie class was so hype for baseball, but right now the best rookies, what? Yermín Mercedes, a 28-year-old rookie. Like, Alec Bohm has not really turned it on yet. Like, Joe Adell's not even in the majors this year. It's only 2 months in, but I don't want to call this rookie class a dud, but, like, all the guys we expected to do well aren't doing well, and the top rookie's a 28-year-old. I feel like that's you got to say that's a little bit of a disappointment for this rookie.
I actually want to talk about a guy who has completely flown under the radar from a hobby standpoint, and it reminded me when you pulled up some stats over
here.
Is
this guy right here?
No.
That's what I'm going to talk about.
Jesse Winker.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse Winker. Where did Jesse Winker come from? I remember there being a Bowman Sterling box back in the day it went viral in our little hobby.
Back when there used to be 18 autos.
There was
Bowman
18
Sterling
autos, and 16 of them, I think it was 16 of them, were Jesse Winker autos out of the 18.
Yeah.
But now, I don't know what Jesse Winker cards are going for, but that's a come up. Jesse Winker is out of his mind right now.
Oh, yeah. 17. So out of the 18.
17.
17 Jesse Winkers.
17.
Oh, Blog TV, dude.
Man. Going down memory lane.
I want to say Winker is still your National League leader in, like, batting average and on base.
And I think he has 13 homers or something like
that.
Yeah,
he's legit. Him and Nick Castellanos for that Reds line.
Now,
right now.
I may be able to put up 18, maybe 22 home runs at the Reds ballpark, but still.
Yeah, I was gonna say Nick Castellanos too.
we're actually gonna watch it.
Oh, I just want to see he's already gotten five.
I mean, I do gotta say we have come a long way with the quality of streaming. It's 3 Jesse Winkers in one pack.
Yeah, you guys got to watch this. It's 2012's Top Sterling 17 Jesse Winker autos.
That is hilarious, bro.
So he got 3 Jesse Winkers per pack.
Oh, except for the one that had
had a redemption.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
It's classic.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, I'm sure he's going to want to trade some of those Jesse Winkers.
But
so.
I think Jesse Winker has flown under the radar. I don't think his cards are worth anything, and they should be.
And what about Adolis Garcia? He's leading the league in home runs, actually, for the Rangers. Is his cards? He's 28, so he's probably had a Bowman a while ago, I'm assuming. But, born in 93, 28 years old, he's leading the league in home runs. So do we have a Bowman card of Adolis Garcia?
He debuted in 2018, so he's been in the league for 3 years.
I remember his name. I remember pulling him quite often.
He was on the Cardinals on his Bowman card. He does have – well, yeah, look at that. People are already paying.
I remember
– Yep,
remember
Bowman. Bowman 2018.
I remember hitting a lot of Dallas Garcia.
But he was on the Cardinals, so now he's on the Rangers.
Mm.
So kind of almost like a Randy Arozarena scenario. Cardinals just – they don't like keeping guys on the team, do they?
Mm-hmm.
They like keeping Yadier Molina on the team.
They do. They absolutely do love to keep him.
I wish the A's had somebody like Yadier Molina.
So do the Giants.
They just don't like paying for nobody.
No. You got 4 years to be on the A's, and then if you perform, you're out.
Devers is having a pretty good season, too. Not a high batting average, but, pretty decent season.
Mitch Haniger,
yeah. Former or still on Seattle, actually. 262, though, not killing it on the average.
What's Winker's stat line?
Winker's batting 350.
That's pretty good.
13 home runs, 28 RBIs.
I'll take it.
35. You know who's leading the league in stolen bases?
Nobody cares.
Stolen base. Whit Merrifield, but Fernando Tatis is
second. I thought Whit can hit. He could steal, too,
he can
huh?
hit and steal. So, but, yeah, Tatis 11. 11 stolen bases.
Nice.
So I wanted to talk about the worst trade in history, and I wanted to see if you guys agree or disagree. You know, it's obviously a good talking point, but a huge show over this last weekend in Dallas, from what I've heard, because I did not attend, that there was literally it was a reality show. There was about 1 million cameras just blogging and doing content and here's how my hustle and all this other stuff. So there's a guy that traded. He traded a 2009 Mike Trout. you know, the Bowman, they run about, I think, around $20,000, right? And a Canary, or no, not Canary, a Diamond Anniversary Trout 9.5, which I think is around 5 to 10. So let's say about $25,000. He traded that and $70,000 cash for a one-of-one Herbert Contenders.
The championship ticket.
Yes. Well, one of them.
One of them, because there's different photo variations of it. But it is stamped a 101.
So, in a way, let me get this right. In a way, the Trout really doesn't matter in this situation, right?
Because it
was mostly cash. Because the Trout.
I would say
it's about $30,000 in
Trout. About $30,000.
So $30,000.
Yeah. So you're looking at like $100,000. He basically paid for a Herbert.
Ooh.
It's tough. It's tough to really digest that as a good deal.
Yeah. Oh, it's the cash part more so than the Trout part. Because the Trout part is like, okay, yes, Trout is the best player in baseball, right? Arguably. Maybe his team is better.
And probably from a value standpoint, a pretty sure thing.
A proven commodity.
I mean, the Trout may fluctuate in price.
Yeah.
It's not going to completely depreciate. It's always going to be
right.
Around.
You're right.
You're always going to have a good solid $20,000
yeah, okay.
in that card.
And then, yeah, it looks and then like the it's Herbert 7,000 if it's the Diamond Anniversary okay. one. It's about 7,000. Yeah.
It's a $7,000 card.
Yeah, and then the other one is probably around 20 or at least.
I thought the Trout.
Which one is it?
Is it the base? Is it the base? And was it a 9.5? I can't tell.
I think it was a base, and I think it was a 9.5.
Okay,
could have been a 9.
Okay, to your point, you're right. Like the Trout is a proven commodity. It probably won't go down much.
$30,000. So,
if it does go down.
So, he gave about $40,000. So, he valued that Herbert at about $110,000.
Jesus Christ.
And you know how Contenders works. I mean, there's a championship ticket, but there's multiple championship tickets.
Yeah. But just to have one of those is nearly impossible, too, though. Even if there's four of them.
Yeah, I mean, it almost feels like if you had, like, some Apple stock and you traded it for, like, Dogecoin. You know what I mean?
Or
like
GameStop or AMC.
Yeah. You're like, well, I mean, Apple's not going anywhere, but this up-and-coming Doge might be the way to go.
Yeah, but AMC today.
To the moon.
Yeah, you're good deal,
yeah,
I guess.
there's a way higher chance, and I'm sure if you guys have talked this amongst yourselves, too, like, there's a way higher chance that Sherbert is going to go way down.
Yes.
Way down where Trout is a proven commodity. Where I mean, maybe he's looking at like
you would need Herbert to turn into Patrick Mahomes to win
to make more.
Yeah, you're talking like in order for it to appreciate and go up, you need a Super Bowl. Like
within
soon,
the next 2 years.
Soon.
Yeah.
And if you want it ever to get to Brady status, he literally needs to be the best to ever do it. We're talking 5, 6, 7 Super Bowls. Like, the chances of that happening. I mean, I look at Herbert. I think Herbert's great. I don't think Herbert's going to be any better than Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers, I mean, if he's as good as Aaron Rodgers, he'll be a Hall of Famer. But yeah. I think that is the ceiling with Herbert.
Yeah. I think if you're looking at it from the standpoint of for a long-term investment, and will he make his money back? That's obviously you can make a big argument that he won't or he'll lose money. But I think in the market right now, that's what the Herbert is worth right now, right? About 100
could be
100,
yeah.
110,000. So to me, that's why I said the Trout doesn't really matter, because the Trout was like 30,000-40,000, right, for those two Trouts. Maybe he wants to put, because it was $70,000 cash. Maybe he wanted to put his, you know, he doesn't want his cash to depreciate.
Like
so
a laundering situation.
Okay, so in order to get,
I forgot to name the winner, and I don't want to get too far into football because this contest is going to rely on baseball. So, Eric Eckstein won last week's contest for the Team All Donruss. So to win the 2021 Donruss Diamond Kings, you got to comment on the Mojo Break media video on who is your favorite rising star. And it could be anybody, even people that aren't on the list that we talked about. Could, you know, we talked about Tatis, Acuna, Soto, and Vlad Guerrero. Could be other people. But we got to comment below on the Mojo Break media video on who is your favorite and who you want to invest in up-and-coming star for baseball. All right, back into Herbert. So he's saying $100,000, and he was saying that it's worth $100,000 at this moment.
Yeah.
And I would say if it's a long-term investment, if he plans on holding that card, that is a huge risk.
Yes.
Now, if he has a buyer in mind who is looking for that card and he's going to be able to make $20,000, $30,000 on it, a premium, finding that Herbert collector, or going to sell it right before the season,
that was
with
say,
the speculation
that's
where, like, he can flip it and maybe – or send it to a big auction house, maybe send it to PWCC, send it to Golden Auction, stuff like that, where he knows he's going to be able to get – even with fees, he's going to be able to get a profit out of it, then okay. But if it is a hold and see – how he performs. Hold until the end of time.
Well, somebody's going to be holding
huge,
it, though.
I know. Somebody has to. But you got to hope that it is somebody who either is a Herbert collector or a Chargers fan. But even the way quarterback or teams give up on, you know, their franchise quarterbacks, I mean, we've seen a bunch of franchise quarterbacks are on other teams. Sam Darnold, another team.
Exactly. Exactly.
Drew Locke was a franchise quarterback. He probably won't even be starting for the Broncos. The list goes on.
Yeah, and this is the problem I have with football, especially heading into the 2021 season. Here's what I'll lay out for you guys, and it's not doom and gloom because there's still some possibilities. Obviously, everybody this year focused on Herbert, focused on Burrow, focused on Hurts, focused on maybe Eason. You've got about 10 guys that you're going to basically choose on who to buy. The average collector has 10 to 15 quarterbacks that they're going to pick because there's been that many young quarterbacks in the last 3 years. You've got Kyler. You can throw Dak in the mix. You've got Herbert. You've got Hurts. You've got Burrow. So then you throw in Lawrence, Fields, Lance. You have those guys. And you know the collectors that move on to the next product, they're not going to go and buy Herbert. They're going to try to get Lawrence, Lance, Fields now, or Jones. So you would have to have Herbert by week six probably be 6-0 and better than every one of those quarterbacks that I mentioned to have any chance of him going up from the $100,000 price point. There's just too much competition. There's too many quarterbacks that people can invest in that are young, that have potential of winning Super Bowls, to invest and just hope. It's just too many options. There is. And that's going to be the sad. I mean, like with me, I have Kyler Murray cards. And Kyler Murray's in one of the hardest divisions of football. So he's probably not going to be 6-0. He's probably going to be 3-3. And no, people aren't going to pay for 3-3 quarterbacks, especially 3-3 quarterbacks that have been in the league for 3 years now. So that's the problem with football, especially heading into this star-studded rookie class. People are going to, instead of spending $5,000 on Herbert, they'd rather spend $3,000 or $4,000 on Lawrence. It's just what could be. Yeah. And he's on the Chargers. When do the Chargers are another one of those teams that when do the Chargers win anything? They don't.
Now,
Stan Humphries.
With that being said, With that being said, there is obviously always a chance because we never know what can happen. Like, you know, we always bring up Mahomes, and it's because it's the best example. It's like you never know. He has a chance. Okay, he has a chance that Herbert does come out, play the best football ever, you know, like well-protected. He's getting 6-7 touchdowns a game or whatever. And this guy that made this trade will look like a genius, right? But the chances of it going the other way is a lot higher.
I mean, there's definitely quarterbacks out there recently that you could have bought 2 years ago that you probably would have been up 5 to 10 times, and we've talked about it before on this show. Josh Allen's one of them.
Yep.
Josh Allen's cards are going through the roof.
He's another guy.
And we talk about, we always go Patrick Mahomes, got to be the Patrick Mahomes, got to be Patrick
and
Mahomes.
And he didn't necessarily even go
through
like that.
You could be a Josh Allen and it'll go up too.
Yeah.
He is one of those guys that people are also speculating, but I think they're also speculating that Josh Allen is on the path to win a Super Bowl like next year or the year after. He's very close.
You almost got to figure, and I don't know what the statistics are, and I know we still have Brady and Rodgers. Brees retired, but the quarterbacks amongst the 32 NFL teams, almost, I feel like it almost has to be the youngest of all time. Like, you have the majority of these teams with quarterbacks from the last 3 or 4 years. And I don't ever remember a time of that. So we're either going to have a lot of busts, or we're going to have like the 2022, 2023, 2024 where there's just no quarterbacks being taken, right? or the guys that are just drafted as backups, right? So there's going to have – there's been just too many years of quarterbacks being drafted.
There is – but, I mean, I think we can all sit here and name quarterbacks that have been in the league for a decade and starting on their team.
Yeah, there's a few.
Probably a third or maybe even a half of the NFL. I mean, you got – I mean, we're not going to sit here and take forever, but like Matt Ryan, Matt Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, obviously. I had more. But,
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson. Kirk Cousins.
Derek's been on the squad a long time.
Kirk Cousins was drafted in 2012.
Okay, so maybe it's closer to like half of the team have a revolving door of quarterbacks, and the other half are hoping that there's pan out. But I just feel like it's like the youngest that we've ever been because we've lost Manning over the year. I mean, we've from football, obviously not in life. We let Manning, Rivers, Breeze now. I mean,
there's been a
changing of the guard, right? Yeah. So to where we are now, and that's could be incredibly frustrating to a person that tries to PC one of these guys because there's just too many options for somebody to land on. Like,
I do think that, and we were just talking about it. I think. Teams now.
Baker's a good Baker
teams
Mayfield.
Now are quick to give up on a first round quarterback faster than ever. Like it seemed like in the early 2000s you would draft a first round top 10 quarterback and you would give that quarterback a good solid 3 to 4 years.
Alex Smith, yep,
maybe even 5 years to see if they can figure it out. Now 2 years. Two years
I think it's down to almost 1 year.
Yeah, it
look
may
what
be
to Tua, bro.
It may even be 1 year. Like you basically don't look like you're going to be the answer in 1 year.
Rosen.
You're out.
Yeah. Some guys don't even get chances.
Like yeah, Rosen. I mean, Rosen didn't even get a chance.
I mean, look, Jimmy Garoppolo has one of the winningest records in the history of the 49ers, but we drafted a quarterback third overall. So
you mean winning percentage, right?
Winning percentage.
Okay, yeah, because I'm like, dude, he's played in like 8 games in his career.
I think he's played more than that.
Maybe 12.
And also one last thing going back to this trade. If you look at it, a lot of people, I can see how why they say it's the worst trade ever. But think about what we're talking about here. Even though there might be like 3-4 copies and variations, right? As a football collector, we always preach that the contenders auto is the top autograph to get, and it's the championship ticket 1-of-1 is the very very, very, very best one you can get. So that's what he was trading for. You know what I mean? Where these Trouts, he can go buy some more of those Trouts, right? I'm assuming they're not like 1-of-1s or anything.
Yeah, Garoppolo's 22-8, not good enough to keep the job. But sorry, I'm stuck on that. I just had to look it up. I had to look it up. But
he has. Is this going into the fourth year?
I think so.
Jimmy G, give it up, 49ers.
How many games in the season?
He has played.
So he's there half the time. Half the time he's been on the Niners, he's been on the field.
Yeah, 6 games, 3 games, 16. The Super Bowl year, 16 games. But not to get off topic, because I love Jimmy G and I love my Trey Lance too. Yeah. But C-Rad does have a point. That is the best car.
That is it.
Now the Trout is one of the best as well, but it's not like the Vegas Dave Superfractor that's like a $5 million or whatever it was, stupid $3 million card. But yeah, that's a lot of risk. He had a great season, but at the end of the day, I feel like he is a Charger. I would definitely not risk that on.
Well, I mean, it's easy. Why don't we just go around the table here and just say, hey, would you do that deal? Would you give up? Would you give up the Trouts and $70,000? For the Herbert, C-Rad.
Or we can even say, what would you give up? What would the deal would you make? Saying you'd have to part with those two Trouts, how much cash would you give up? Or would you even give up cash?
Man, that's a tough question to answer in general, because we're not sitting here with that type of money where we could just throw $70,000 around. You know
okay,
what I mean?
So you got $70,000, you got the two Trouts, and you got that Herbert. Person's looking to make a deal. What are you doing? Yes or no? You taking your Trouts and going home and your $70,000?
No, I'm saying no. I'm not doing that.
You're not doing that? Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Doug?
No.
No? Cody?
I honestly, and I know this sounds really silly, but I don't know if I could just trade the Trouts alone for the Herbert.
Okay, yeah. That's a no. Cody?
Yeah. It's a no for me.
No.
No.
All right. Yeah. And I love to be devil's advocate, but I it's a no.
Yeah.
wait a second.
I recognize that card right now in today's market is a six-figure $100,000 card. Because that's what people are willing to pay for it right now.
You're right. You're going to have to find somebody. If that card gets sold for six figures three different times, at some point, somebody is going to be stuck holding the bag. It has to go into somebody's collection.
I'm very curious of, too, because most of these big cards like that, they get sent through the bigger auctions where it's not eBay, right?
Right.
Because For a customer, I pulled the Burrow Championship Ticket 101 out of Contenders. That was like 3 months ago. And I'm pretty sure that person redeemed it, got the card, because Burrow was actually live, right? He already signed his cards, and they were ready to go.
Dude,
and
I swear.
I think he sent it to a big auction.
I swear I saw a championship ticket Burrow.
On eBay?
On Golden.
Oh, Golden.
And,
that's it.
And I think it may have sold for like $180,000.
Okay. Then that's the one I pulled.
So that actually, saying that, I guess we're all wrong.
Yeah.
Because it if
because technically Herbert sells for more.
If Burrow is worth 180, then Herbert has to be worth more, right?
Right.
So the moral of the story is that none of us know what we're talking about.
No, that's why I said, that's why I said I don't have 70K to play with, bro. Like, it's hard to answer that because I don't have 70. If I had 70K to play with, maybe my mind would be different. I'd be like, I'll take that deal.
And I could be wrong, but I swear I saw a golden auction.
I hit that card 3 months for a customer.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
It $185,000.
Is that it?
I don't know if it's the one you pulled, but
yeah.
If it's
so if that is it, then we're all wrong.
That's ridiculous. Super Bowl ticket, one of one. It was a 9-5-10.
How much does a grade add to it?
180.
10%.
Final price, $185,000.
For a Super Bowl ticket, it doesn't add much.
Was the Herbert graded?
No. Yes, 9.
It was a 9.
It was a 9.
Okay, so you got to figure that
10%
it's worth.
So the Herbert. You pulled a $180,000 card, man.
Just another day at the office.
Okay, now I have to tell people that's one of the biggest cards I pulled this year because I feel like I pulled a lot of big cards this year.
It ranks up there.
Well, the LeBron Flawless Logo Man.
Oh, those are my all-time highest.
Who knows what that's worth now?
Those are my all-time. But this year, just 2021, I'm thinking that's got to probably be my biggest card that I pulled for
that's
somebody.
That's insanity. Like,
And the guy still hasn't sent me a bottle, by the way.
So that's probably why this guy was trying to say that he could sell it for $200,000 and people laughed at him, but if you base it on that kind of stat, then so why wouldn't he send this to Golden then, right?
He should.
I mean, reality show Ken Golden. So, I mean, then at the same time, though, for the guy who's selling it, how are you going to find? And I don't know how legal this is. They just did documented a cash sale. I think he's got to do some kind of capital gains on that if you want to get technical about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you found somebody that has $70,000 in cash. You just don't run into those kind of people every day.
Exactly.
So, you know, if he took a check and he had to claim the money, which, I don't know how capital gains works. I'm not a CPA. I mean, I do know how it works, but I'm not a CPA.
The Burrow sold, the Burrow, I think, sold either right before the Dallas show when the deal was made.
How many months ago? It was the May 22nd.
Okay. And when was the show? It was literally
a week later. Yeah. Week later.
So he made that deal knowing that the Burrow had sold for that much.
He had that information.
So he was like, it's a no-brainer. Actually, I take it back. I take it back.
I think we all take it back at this point.
I take it back.
I don't know.
I take it back. You take my trouts. Here's 70K. Let's
I got
make
20.
The deal.
You know, I'm still a little skeptical of the old golden auction scenario.
For what it's worth, I'm hanging on to the trouts still.
I'm still, yeah, me too.
I'm flipping.
And did it get paid?
I'm flipping.
I understand it, though. I totally get it. But, yeah, the long game, I'm still holding on to the trouts. And
did it get paid?
It's an auction house. It has to, right?
I don't know. I mean, I can make a Mojo Break auction, and I could put something up there and make it
don't
sell.
Don't you have, like, you vet these persons?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You
Yeah, you do. I mean, I'm not trying to conspiracy
in
golden.
This isn't eBay Wild West, man. This isn't like a
chill, buddy.
This isn't like I'm gonna put $1 million bid and I have zero feedback and I'm just gonna delete my account and just rip
185,000 on the burrow, please.
Yeah.
Who are you? John
Doe. You said you were trying to buy vintage, Dan. You didn't get in on this Honus Wagner.
Yeah, the Honus Wagner got a little bit. I was on the phone. I was like, how much for the Wagner? They're all, who are you? I'm all,
these
I can't tell you.
These gold auction stuff's insane. So a Brady 7.5 sold for 522,000 contenders.
Actually, the moral of the story, I think, not only like we don't know value of modern cards, but if you have an expensive card and you're looking to sell it, you just have to send it to Golden Auctions.
Seems. Oh yeah. Well, we've been knowing that for a long time.
Like everything.
What's the commission? 10%?
I think it's 20.
20.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I mean, you get a premium.
Ooh.
Why do you think Kevin Durant invested in, man? And he's got a reality show coming up.
Ooh. 20%.
I think so. I once again, I don't know because I haven't sold any through. Yeah, I'm not in that tax bracket. I'm not cool enough to have a card that goes to Golden Auctions.
You do get that premium selling with them, so I get it. Yeah. So I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much all we got for the show because we're running late. I think we got breaks coming up, so stay tuned for those, guys. But another great episode here. We're approaching episode 200. Make sure you guys hit subscribe on Mojo Break Media. Make sure you enter the contest for the Diamond Kings box.
You can pull a $200,000 card out of there and send it straight to Golden Auction.
Yeah, maybe a Babe Ruth
who knows?
Hair or something. But yeah, comment below on the Mojo Break Media video to get your chance to win the Diamond Kings box. Thank you guys again for tuning in. We're getting a lot of feedback from you guys that listen. We appreciate all the kind words. It's the reason why we do this and, you know, why we do it every week. And we put up content for you guys. So, and also check out the video with Jimmy Pardo. Hilarious. Put it on your big screen. Check it out. Watch it. Jimmy Pardo opening up some cards with us. Breaks are at mojobreak.com. Everything's scheduled. Everything's guaranteed. And sealed wax, mojobreakshop.com. For now, we'll see you guys next week on 192. Peace.